Alec, Hilaria Baldwin slammed for tasteless Halloween photos following fatal shooting, completely tone-deaf. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 1, 2021. Alec Baldwin and his wife Hilaria were slammed after posing with their six children clad in Halloween costumes and posting to Instagram what many called tasteless photos. The posts came 1 week after Alec killed Rust cinematographer and mother Hina Hutchins, who was memorialized over the weekend. Parenting through this has been an intense experience, to say the least, wrote Hilaria in her Instagram post, in which she shared fun photos of herself, Alec, and their six children all dressed up for Halloween. Today, we rallied to give them a holiday. Last-minute costumes. A little hodgepodge. But they were so happy and that warmed my mama heart, Hilaria wrote. Happy Halloween, from the Baldwinitos. They give us, love. We send you, love. While she received positive comments and support from her fellow celebrities, the public did not have the same reaction. Parenting through this has been an intense experience, Hilaria Baldwin says. I wonder how Matt Hutchins feels parenting Andros through his first Halloween without his mom, one Twitter user commented. Why must this deranged lunatic make this about her? How are she and Alec Baldwin, the victims here? The Twitter user added. Your wife posting Halloween pics and feeling sorry for herself is completely tone-deaf to this situation, another Twitter user said. Hashtag Alec Baldwin and hashtag Hilaria Baldwin are so clueless. They post tasteless photos days after he kills someone and they just use their babies as props. Shame on them. Another tweeted. Remember hashtag Hina Hutchins. Why are they posting anything right now? Asked another Twitter user, who included the hashtag, go away Hilaria. You know hashtag Hilaria Baldwin, you don't have to post everything on social media, another wrote. You could have celebrated Halloween with your kids and kept photos private. But you can't stop posting. It shows such a lack of empathy that Alec Baldwin need to take her phone away. A little more than a week ago, while on the set of Rust, Baldwin was rehearsing with a gun that he was told did not contain live ammunition. The actor later pulled the trigger, fatally shooting Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. The Halloween costume photos were shared just hours after the Los Angeles Times reported that crew members said three other accidental shootings occurred on the Rust set before Hutchins was killed. In one incident, Baldwin's stunt double had accidentally fired a blank after being told that his gun was cold. Another situation involved a young woman from the props department who actually shot herself in the foot with a blank round, crew member Lane Looper told the Los Angeles Times. And seconds after being shot by Baldwin, Hutchins allegedly told a boom operator on the film set, that was no good. That was no good at all. Hours later, cinematographer and mother to a 9-year-old son was pronounced dead. Hutchins' father Anatoly Androsevich, who attended his 42-year-old daughter's funeral in Los Angeles on Saturday, told the Sun the fatal shooting on the Rust film set has destroyed the perfect family. Androsevich recalled how he walked his daughter down the aisle for her wedding to Matthew 16 years ago, stating, "It was such a happy day. Our family had become so close to Matt and it was wonderful to see them so happy," he said. "But now, everything is gone. Our lives are empty and ruined by sorrow." Androsevich also noted that Hutchins' 9-year-old son, Andros, could not speak for 2 days after being told of his mother's death. On Saturday, Baldwin and a very confrontational Hilaria were spotted on the other side of the country, in Vermont, where the actor told photographers that Hutchins was his friend. Last week, Baldwin retweeted an article shared by the New York Times that isolates Rust assistant director Dave Halls, who told the actor the firearm he gave him was a Colt gun, meaning it didn't have any live rounds in it. Both Halls and head armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed have faced heavy backlash since the fatal shooting on set, as they appear to be the last two people who handled the firearm in question, before it was given to Baldwin. It has been reported that Halls was fired from a previous job after a gun went off on the set and wounded a member of the film crew, and that Gutierrez Reed was the subject of numerous complaints while handling weapons on the set of The Old Way, her first time as an armorer on a film set, just 2 months earlier. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.